Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Series 2 of 17 Questions. Each week we'll be asking celebrities, influencers and authors 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Sammy. And
this is Nikki.
Yeah, and I'm Nikki. We are twins. We are digital content creators and presenters.
We've recently started a new channel around K-pop and Korean culture in the UK, which sees us going to lots of different K-pop gigs, be it at BTS at Wembley or Blackpink at the Wembley Arena, and just vlogging that and sharing that with our audience. And we do all sorts of fun things like that.
You've just taken a huge bite out of a pizza and it's got pineapple on it. How do you feel?
Oh, if I have pineapple on pizza, I just like slog through it. I hate pineapple on pizza. I think it makes zero sense. But then tomato is also a fruit, so I kind of understand it.
There is a very big difference.
No,
it's a fruit. Is a very clear difference between the holy trinity that is tomato, cheese, and onion. But if you put pineapple anywhere near my cheese,
I'd rather it not there.
It's a big no. I mean, I'm not saying I'm willing it to be there. I'm just saying if it's there, I'll just power through.
Because it's just a different palate experience.
Sammy, at the end of the day, it's a pizza, and I'm going to eat the pizza.
I don't know. I've never met a single person in my life that says, I want a Hawaiian. No one. And if they do, they're dead to me.
They want a what? Hawaiian?
Hawaiian pizza is the one that comes with pineapple.
I mean, it's on the menu, so therefore people must want it.
Do pineapples even grow in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Well, remains to be seen.
Hey, Google. Do pineapples grow in Hawaii?
According to Love Big Island, pineapples have indeed for a long time.
They're not native to Hawaii.
Well, you should have let her say that.
I just read it before she could finish.
Well, there we go.
Sorry, this is a massive tangent.
Who would you want to live like for a day?
Well, let's look, before we say who it is, let's be clear. You want someone that's got a luxurious lifestyle. You want someone that doesn't have to work a day. Right now, all I'm getting is the Queen. The Queen works really hard. The royal family work really hard. They bring billions to the economy. I won't have a bad word said against them.
It's boring. I don't want to be a queen.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be the Queen.
Oh.
I think maybe a pop star that doesn't tour often.
Well, we just watched the Elton John biopic, and to be honest, I don't want to be a pop star after seeing that. He had a tough old slog.
Oh, yeah, but Mariah Carey has not had a slog, is she?
So you're telling me that you would like to be Mariah Carey?
I would like her lifestyle. She doesn't perform.
She gets loads to me.
She gets loads of plays off that Christmas single she did. So she's got a lot of money in the
bank. I don't know if I have an answer to this question. I need to think about this. You've asked me a big one. I need to think about it a little
bit. Or would you like to live a more wholesome lifestyle?
I know my answer is I want to be a dog for a day. Because dogs have it easy. They don't have it easy, they just have it simpler. And I think that's nice because they know what they're thinking about the next meal and they're thinking about sleeping.
You'd be able to experience pure love for the first time as a dog. Like, okay, I'll go for a cat or a dog.
And also have no emotional boundaries. They have zero. They just lick you.
No, I would most definitely be Mariah Carey because she's got it easy.
Okay, I'm going for a dog.
Can't even sing.
Specifically a golden retriever.
What's the wisest thing you have ever heard someone say?
I think the wisest thing someone's ever said to me, this was when I was at college, and I think we're all that age where we want to try and make our mark or try and do something different or push ourselves out somewhere else.
You're saying you've given up now?
So I've given up now. But back then, I think what it was is if you're doing something which scares you, you're probably doing something right because you're putting yourself outside of your comfort zone and then that gives you space to grow. I like that one. Also, I love you more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. That's a nice one.
My favourite thing is something I wanted to get as a tattoo for a long time. I didn't.
Don't get it. You'll regret it.
So you'll be 60 with kids and they'll be like, what does that say? And you can't even tell because it's wrinkled. So I was studying at university. I specialised in ancient history and there was a saying from a Roman general. It was called, it was describing the human condition and I just found it was so succinct and so perfect. It said, odi amo, and it means I hate and I love. And I just find that so interesting because that is just humans down to a T.
It also said, veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered.
Yeah, but we don't think about that part. We just think about the OD at ammo. And I just think it's not necessarily wise, but it's profound, and I like that.
What was the last photo you took?
So I know that's someone because we just filmed a collab today, and it was a selfie with the person we collabed with. Yeah. Which is really boring, isn't it? And the other thing was, the last thing on my camera roll is a screenshot of a tweet that we found really funny. It was describing different delivery companies' methods of delivering you things. I'm not going to blaspheme any delivery companies. Sponsor me. But there's a few names mentioned in there.
You could read this person. I'll read it out.
No, you're not going to read it out.
Okay, fine.
No, that it was funny, and I've screenshotted it for a reason.
I took a picture of, I got one of those Graze nut snack things, and I took a picture of it because I liked what it tasted like.
That is sad.
I think it was lemon flapjack or something. It's good. It was a 10 out of 10.
What is the luckiest thing that has happened to you?
I don't gamble, right? But the first time I went to Newquay, straight after college,
Classic gambling place. Newquay.
I had £2 in my pocket. And for some reason, we were standing waiting for our friends to get fish and chips. It was like our first meal there, as you do when you're a student. And I went up to the closest, what are they called? It wasn't even like a gambling machine. It was like a 2p machine. And I changed up the 2p's, put it in, and then it knocked off this pot that had a £50 note in it. I was set then. That was the most amount of money I had in my pocket
ridiculous.
In a long time.
I've never had that much luck in my life.
£50.
In year two, I did a drawing of Noah's Ark. I'm not a particularly religious person, but I will tell you this. Jesus was on my side because I won the drawing competition, and I won a badge.
Well done.
That's the only thing I've ever won. So
then your creative
ability. Yeah, that was year two. No, I'm not bitter about it. I'm just saying that it was year two, and it's been a long time coming, so let's work on that a little bit more.
When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
In our family, I feel like we fulfil different roles. I'm sort of the one that will be asked to do everything. And I'll be the one to say, okay, dad's got a problem with his laptop, will you fix it? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
That is a blatant lie. I am literally
mum's
family tech support.
Mum's having trouble with a Google Home, it keeps talking to her, can you turn it off? And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine, I'll do that. I'm tech support, I don't know what you do. I'm the Apple genius. You're like that car phone warehouse version that doesn't do much.
Unless we're being given two different roles. I think our roles have just morphed into one because I get a regular phone call from my parents when something's gone wrong, technology-wise. And I'm like, you've got two other kids that live at home that are also of the internet-using generation. You do not need me to tech support you over the phone. I can't do it.
Just for your
benefit. I've got my own life to lead. I moved out 4 years ago. I can't be sorting out your Google Home from a distance. It's not possible. Sorry, I just get really worked up about this sort of thing. It's so draining. Mum, don't listen to this podcast.
What celebrity do you have a secret crush on?
Okay, so I'm very open with my girlfriend about my crush. She's told me hers. It's fine. It's never going to happen.
But hers is RM from
It is
BTS.
Very hard. And I saw this tweet the other day. It's very hard going out with someone who's also a K-pop fan because you know it's only a matter of time before they leave you for their K-pop bias. Mm. But I really like Marina Diamond. I think it's more that I really respect her and I've liked her stuff for a long time. And I think it's really cool that she's a super creative female. She's leading alt women in pop. And she's got a strong message and amazing vocals. I just think she's great.
And I'm completely open about the fact that I absolutely love Katy Perry and I think she's great. I can't wait for this comeback. I'm like,
she released a song today.
Bring back, I know she did. It's called Small Talk. It's a bop.
Yep, it's really good. So it could be a couple of months old by the time this comes out, but it's a tune. Recommend it.
Yeah.
What's the title of this current chapter in your life?
I like to think of it as...
I don't know.
You know, like, you know pop stars have like they have a rebrand every like new album.
Like Adele, 21, yeah, so 27.
Nothing like
48.
Adele. Adele's the worst example you could give.
Her next album's going to be cracking.
She just loves numbers.
Her next album's going to be a stinker. It's going to be well good.
Okay, anyway. Pop stars.
Actually, cut it out. That's really negative. I didn't mean that. Yeah. She meant like... She writes good music.
Yeah, okay, you dig out. Yeah. Just dig that whole piece up. Okay. Pop stars have rebrands. And I feel like we've had a little bit of a rebrand ourselves because we've been doing YouTube 6 years and we had a YouTube channel that was about us and about things we like to do and just our lives in general. It was a vloggy channel. But I feel like the same as when everyone got digital TV, there were suddenly loads of channels that do the same thing. And it was really competitive and I didn't like it. And also at the same time, 6 years to talk about myself, I'd run out of things to say. So we've had this new channel and it's been going since January and we are literally, touch wood, I'm trying to find some wood. These wood? I'm going to pretend they are.
That's a metal table.
For reference on the podcast, I just tapped something that I thought was wood. I'm hoping it is. But this new channel is doing really well and touch wood. We're getting more views on this channel than we were our old one at its peak. And we're feeling really optimistic about it. We've got loads of ideas. And also, in terms of branded work, we was a bit scared because obviously YouTube is what pays our bills at the end of the month. And smart brands have been collaborating with us already on it, which is nice to see because it was scary initially because you're like, you know, we're going to stop on this channel, start a new one. But these are fans of pop culture that watch our channel, so it's really exciting to see where we can go with it.
I think the last chapter of my life was constantly making mistakes until you find your way. And then the next chapter is... Oh my God, I'm closer to 30 than I am 20.
That's the one I mean right now, like, oh. Trying to adult.
I felt like mine was a little bit more like optimistic perhaps. I'm just
being real.
Oh yeah, you be real.
Being real about those things. Yeah, I think that's a good. I wish I could be like Lord of the Rings. Like,
so what you're saying
the
is
journey.
Midlife panic, quarter life panic.
Midlife crisis. Existential problems continually.
Doesn't know when to
EPC,
stop a sentence.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Sentence finished.
What TV show is your guilty pleasure?
Gavin and Stacey is my guilty pleasure. I binged watched season 1, 2, and 3 in the matter of 4 days. This is about a month ago. It's fresh in my mind. I am so hyped for the Christmas comeback. I've seen pictures tweeted by Ruth Jones and James Corden, and I think Gavin and Stacey is just so... I'm from Essex, so to know that they're talking about Billy Ricky and it's just around the corner to me, I'm like...
And they filmed the Billy Ricky part in Wales, though.
Yeah, they filmed it all in Wales.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. They say they're travelling from Essex. I just think it's great TV, and I think Ruth Jones is such an amazing comedian and writer as well.
My guilty pleasure is on the same wavelength, but a lot older. So I am a massive British comedy fan, and I love Absolutely Fabulous. I think that... Also, I love French and Saunders. I think Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders are brilliant. I love everything they've done. But Ab Fab is... I was literally watching clips of it on YouTube while I was pretending to do work yesterday. So this is where my life's at. Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure.
They're making BritBox now, which is like a TV on-demand thing. And they're going to have all new French and Saunders.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware. That's why I've been watching these video clips.
French and Saunders. Also, Mr. G from Summer Heights High.
What is your order at Nando's?
I went to Nando's the other day and I know my order. I'm vegetarian. I love a bit of halloumi, so I'm not a vegan. I have the halloumi fries, they're called. And I also get a house salad with like more halloumi on it. I basically have halloumi and leaves.
We were at a K-pop gig, and this lady called Sunmi was on stage, and she was obviously talking to the audience. And someone said, go, what was it?
Go to Nando's.
They were getting to say things. It was like, cheeky Nando's. She was like, cheeky Nando's?
Yeah.
And she kept saying it, and I was just wetting myself laughing. But my order is halloumi and salad. And halloumi fries. I just love halloumi.
So in essence, once again, it's exactly the same as me.
Did you know halloumi, we are the biggest importer of halloumi in the world.
Have you ever tried it? It's amazing.
Yeah, fact.
What's your go-to favourite song you're most likely to sing your heart out to at karaoke?
Let me think, hang on. Let me have a little.
I know mine. I've got a few songs that I'm like, you know when you have that X Factor moment, you're like, this is a song that I'll sing on X Factor. So I know all the words to Ellie Goulding's first album, Lights, What a Bop, Starry Eyes. Brilliant. But also any song by Sia, because I'm a massive Sia fan.
By
the way,
Sia.
I'm like the original hipster. I got into Sia years before she released Chandelier, years before. So if you want any, I'm a Sia expert, everybody. Like, I just love, she's amazing.
I've been there since before Breathe Me.
I sing Lentil by Sia, curveball choice.
What do I sing? I'm really stuck right now.
Rain in the Diamonds.
Yeah, let's go Rain in the Diamonds.
Because you can hit
obsessions.
Them high notes.
Yeah, I can hit those, what they're called, altos.
Whistle tones.
There you go. That's
give it a
me.
Try.
I've got that Welsh vibe. You just whistled and it all blew on my face. Don't do that ever again.
So disgusting.
If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family think you had done?
Killed Nikki, probably.
I think if my family thought I got arrested, I had this more anxiety about breaking rules. I can't do it. Like, even when a teacher told me off at school, I remember I was like in year six and someone had drawn on my table before me and we went into that class. And the teacher pulled me up. She's like, why have you drawn on the table? And I literally said word for word, if you knew me, you know I wouldn't do that. And that stuck with me for life. Like, it's something that I just, it's so embarrassing. I was year six. Anyway, I think they probably thought I was like driving badly or something. Because I don't break rules. Like, if I could avoid it, it's too much anxiety. Don't want to do that anytime soon. Or protesting. I'm considering going to start a protest sometime soon just to feel like I'm living a little. Yeah.
I don't know. You answer that question. Maybe killing Nikki. Yeah, let's just go with that one.
If you were a potato, what sort would you be?
I'd be a sweet potato because I'm just sweet enough.
What are the... Maris Piper.
Why?
They're Irish.
You can do anything with a Maris Piper.
But they're Irish.
You can turn them into fries.
You're not
you can
Irish.
Bake them.
Are you Irish?
They're not Irish.
I'm assuming they're Irish. Piper sounds like
all
an Irish.
Potatoes are Irish, aren't they?
Don't make me ask Google again.
That's where Sammy's right. I love this. They do this thing where I say a fact and he has to prove it.
Hey Google. Where are Maris Piper potatoes from?
They're Irish.
According to Wikipedia, introduced in 1966, it was one it of the
It doesn't know.
We didn't let it finish. We
said United Kingdom. I mean.
Regardless, I think Maris Piper's are very versatile. I think you can turn them into all sorts of things. They've got a lovely red skin on the outside.
They're so bland, so they suit you perfectly.
It's a potato full of starch and carbs. They're a guilty treat, but I like them.
What's something people don't know about you?
So at school, I learned to play flute and saxophone, and I don't tell anyone.
Sammy's going to say that he works in a library. It's somehow something you managed to bring up in every conversation I've ever had with you. I get intensely anxious when someone's looking over my shoulder while I'm trying to write and I forget how to write. And also
I can't hold eye contact for the same reason. Like, I just get really anxious about it. I'm like, I'd just rather look elsewhere. Like,
basically, if someone stares into my eyes, it's like they're looking into my soul without my permission, so I have to look away. I just find it so invasive. Deep. If I could go my whole life without deep eye contact, I would be right there. But here we are. I'm just going to avoid eye contact with you for the rest of the day.
Tell us about something you do all the time but are actually terrible at.
Making thumbnails for YouTube videos.
Nikki playing Fortnite, honestly.
I've got this weird obsession. Like, me and my friend Rosie have been playing Fortnite. Well, she's been into Fortnite since it came out, more or less. I played it for a bit when it was cool, and then I stopped playing it because I was never any good at it.
It's still cool.
It's still cool, yeah. And then I started playing it again, like, December, and I can't help but be obsessed with it, and I don't know why, and I'm not even good at it. I die most games. If you don't know what Fortnite is, if you're listening to, I mean, you must be living under a rock, but if you don't know what Fortnite is, it's a competitive game where you drop in at the start of the game, you pick up your weapons, and you all butcher one another in the hopes that someone wins at the end of the
game. Video game, to be clear.
It's a video game, yeah, it's not real life, as the grand victor, and I've only ever won once. So that goes, I don't know why I keep playing it. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Something that I keep doing that I'm not very good at, singing. In the shower, around the house.
Or just when you're walking.
Trying to hold a note, that's one.
You have your headphones in it and you just go, nah, 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 nah. I'm like, that is the worst noise I've ever heard. Just sing it or don't do anything. Make your mind up, I can't deal.
See, I'm about that love yourself lifestyle.
No, you're not.
So what I like to promote is that you should believe in yourself and not let others put you down, because actually what they're doing is extending their own insecurities on you.
So what you're saying is you believe that you can sing?
No, I'm just saying that I should be allowed to sing.
Okay, well, you can be allowed to sing quietly. Just
there's no cats in the neighbourhood at the moment, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
They won't come near me.
Sometimes you start singing and you can hear people calling the RSPCA. Like, there's some more cats outside.
You know when you keep a joke going?
What are you working on at the moment?
So we have been doing presenting roles since we started YouTube. We did some presenting for Stout to Cancer, which kind of sparked our interest because they had a YouTube live stream that was 12 hours. Didn't know what we was getting ourselves in for when we said yes, but we hosted one of their rooms for 12 hours. But it was a really successful charity drive, so that was good. But since then, we've been doing bits and pieces with Radio 1, on and off with different shows, but presenting's where our passion is. Mm. On that end, we've got a few documentary pitch ideas that we're really excited about that we're currently pitching to production. So hopefully, fingers crossed, this year we'll have a documentary out.
We'd also like to see a progression from our podcast work, maybe a more specific podcast around K-pop. But actually, I think my ultimate dream, as with our channel, to be like the place for K-pop in the UK, it would be nice to have a show on a radio station which features K-pop, and it isn't just slotted in as
not
an odd
just
extra.
K-pop, you know, all music, K-pop, but K-pop's our expertise.
Yeah, K-pop and pop and alternative pop, but I think K-pop needs its time to shine in the UK because it's massively successful with a young audience, and these young people aren't listening to traditional media, so it'd be nice to sort of try and bridge the gap there. And I don't think anyone else in the UK really knows about K-pop. Right.
And also, just as a reference point, like, BTS just sold out Wembley Stadium 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
There's not many artists that can say they've done that. I mean, obviously you've got your Ed Sheerans, you've got your Adeles, but they are the Ed Sheerans and Adeles, whereas BTS is a Korean boy group and they sold out for 2 days in a row. It's interesting.
It blows my mind that BTS are drawing parallels to Beatles at the height of their fame, and they're just massively known around the world. And they sold out Wembley Stadium twice in a row, but they're still not played on UK radio because they feel that we're not used to hearing Korean, but you can play Spanish. And I'm pretty sure
Despacito was the biggest song of 2017.
A large percentage of the population can't speak Spanish. And I don't think to these massive numbers of fans, speaking Korean makes much difference. And just with Afrobeats, it's more about the vibe that you get from the music, and I think that's a message that's becoming more and more relevant in this day and age when we're a much more global generation.
You've been listening to 17 Questions with me, Nikki.
And I'm Sammy from Summer in the City.
Thank you for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share and give us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have any questions you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all socials. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.